at 6:30. Well, according to my watch, it's 6:30 anyway. But, thank you very much for attending this latest Cabinet meeting at Stafford Borough Council. My name is Aidan Godfrey, I'm the leader of the council. And we go straight to the agenda, which is item one, which is the minutes from the meeting on the 8th of February. Everyone happy that I signed them?
Yes, I am.
I'll do it now. Thank you. And any apologies?
All present, leader.
Thanks so much. Any council questions?
There are none.
And the proposals of the cabinet members were as follows. So it's 4A, which is Economic Development and Planning Portfolio. It's an update and it's part confidential on the Stafford Station Gateway. Now, I mention it's part confidential because if there's any questions on the appendix, it's a confidential appendix, we will have to go into a private session. But hopefully we'll be able to go through the items it's set before us. Councillor Wigan.
Yes. I won't go through the detail of this, everyone's read the report. What I'd like to draw attention to is some parts of the report. A bit of background first. The Stafford Station Gateway project has significant implications for parts of our borough that has had little attention in the past. This project is essentially in two phases. First, to clean up the site, and secondly, to invite and enable development on the site. Due to the state of much of the gateway site, the first phase of cleanup and stabilisation is very significant, and the Borough Council has secured significant funding from the Government to make this happen. On behalf of our residents, many congratulations and thanks to those who enabled that to happen. We now have to proceed with that, and that's what this report is enabling. Today I'm asking Cabinet to approve the 5 recommendations listed in the report and allow the project to proceed. I would like to draw your attention especially to the 4th recommendation concerning governance. I will be returning to the Cabinet to seek approval of a new governance structure for the first phase, as outlined in that. I will be seeking assurances in that so that the controls are put in place that enable good communications and involvement by and with the community, those currently on the land and those nearby. I think it's important that local people have a say even in this first phase. And throughout this first phase, it is imperative that we protect the health and livelihoods of the workers, tenants and local community. I have had assurances and will seek appropriate controls to minimise the disruption to the existing businesses while still ensuring the safety for workers and public and the efficiency of the process. We want this done well, we want this done safely and with minimum disruption to the community. Note that this paper makes mention of the strategic regeneration framework. You'll see it in paragraphs 5.5 to 5.9. This was the vision when the plan was submitted, and I will seek ways in which the local community and businesses can continue to influence that vision. This is important, as over time the needs of, for example, 2040 may well be different from those imagined in 2021 or even today. The vision pertains to the future phase beyond this phase. And that work will have its own governance structure. But I do feel that it is important to get the vision right. We need to understand the destination as we start the journey. And I recommend this report.
Thank you very much, Councillor Reid. Councillor Kenny.
Yeah, I welcome Gateway Development. Marries in nicely with what's now called Project Stafford.
Indeed.
With what's going on with the Co-op and the Guildhall. But I also welcome the proposed consultation that you've been talking about, Councillor Reid. I think that's very important.
Thank you, Councillor Kenny. Councillor Pearce.
Yes, can I also welcome that assurance about involving the community and the businesses that are there. Some very valuable activity takes place there at the moment in terms of recycling, reuse of clothes and other items. So I hope that those activities can continue in the future. As I say, that the local people there can take some part in shaping this development.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Anybody else have any comments? Okay, everyone happy to accept the recommendations?
Aye.
Thank you very much. We'll move on. B, the leisure portfolio, and it's the Weeping Cross and Wildwood Destination Park. I think it's Councillor Pardesi.
Thank you. I'm absolutely delighted, leader, to present this report today. As we will all have read, approval of the recommendations will mean that work can start on enhancing the Overton Park area, as well as improvements to Wildwood Park. And delegating authority to progress with the work will mean that we will have two parks that we can continue to be proud of and for our residents to enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Pardessi. Any comments on that?
No.
Good news indeed, Councillor Pardessi. Yes, that's good as news, and I'm sure the park will be well used. On that. We move on to item C, which is the resources portfolio, and it's quarter three performance reports, and that's Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. Well, the purpose of the report, members, is to advise members of council with regard to progress in delivering the council's priorities and performance at the end of quarter three for 22-23-24. And I would recommend that members note the progress which has been made. Well, looking at table one, at the end of quarter three, of the 35 projects / actions due for delivery, 14%, 5, have been completed, 69%, 24, are on target to be completed, 6%, 2, have slipped slightly by less than 3 months, 11%, 4, have slipped by more than 3 months. The delivery plan set out in appendices 1A to 1D summarised performance at the end of quarter three and the reasons for any slippage, together with actions to recover ground. Turning now, Leader, to key performance indicators, or KPI. Performance is also reported against the delivery of key operational services, and key performance indicators are set out in Appendix 2. Out of the 24 key performance indicators, 63%, that's 15, show performance above target, 8%, 2, show performance on target, and 29%, 7, show performance below target. Now, Appendix 2 gives more details about the reasons for slippages, together with actions to cover ground. But, Leader, this is probably a good time to focus on some successes in quarter three. And there have been a number. Development management performance has improved, with the backlog reducing. Renovation works in Market Square have obviously been completed, and a successful launch event took place during that quarter. The council agreed to acquire the former Co-op department store and Guildhall shopping centre. Nearly £20 million of funding has been secured from the Levelling Up Fund to support the development of the project we've been discussing, Stafford Gateway Project, Station Gateway Project. The Westridge Park project has been completed and new facilities are open to the public. The council was once again shortlisted for the APSE Best Performer in the Street Cleaning Category Award. And the Warm Space Scheme has been set up with 15 venues operating at the end of the quarter. Research is ongoing into the use of HVO fuel across both its refuse and street scene fleets. The council continues to work closely with the community panel, and work has started on a mowing and sowing protocol. Finally, the new customer portal went live on the 29th of December. Further processes are to be added in quarter four and throughout 2024-25. And I think our thanks should go to all the staff who've been involved in all those projects and successes. I move it's noted, Leader.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Councillor Cook. Any comments from Councillor Cook on this report? Councillor Pearce.
Just a small point, well, not insignificant at all, but on page 44, there's reference in the top half there to involvement with the Stafford Brooks project. And it says that the project lead is National Highways, with us partnering, and a final funding decision was expected in February of this year. I understand that has now the funding decision has been made and awarded and will be progressing. So that's good news.
That's good news, yeah. Thank you for that, Councillor Pearce. Councillor Mead.
I'd like to draw our attention to pages 50-51. I want to commend the planning team on exceeding targets across the board. We've had quite a challenging year, every planning authority challenging year, and the planning team has done really well to keep us and exceed the targets, to keep us going and to improve the situation on what we had a year ago. So it's really well done for them. So thank you for that.
That's good news. Thanks very much for that, Councillor Reid. Anybody else have any comments? And I'm grateful to Councillor Cook to mentioning the progress that's taking place in the town centre. The purchase of the co-op and the guild hall is wonderful news and will really kick-start the regeneration of our town.
So that's right, yeah.
That's good, everything was on target there, thank you. Now we move on to C2. Which is part confidential, so if anybody's got any questions relating to the pink papers, I will have to ask people who are not councillors to leave the room. So as long as we stay on the white, everything should be okay.
Thank you, Leader. Well, this is the revenue and benefits collection report for quarter three again. And the report is to inform Cabinet of the performance of the revenues and benefits service with regard to, firstly, the collection of council tax, business rates, and the recovery of overpaid housing benefit during the first three quarters of the 23-24 financial year, and also to seek approval for writing off the arrears listed in the confidential appendices. And paragraph 2.1 gives reasons for the report being not for publication. Now, the headline figures, first of all, council tax due for the 2023-24 year amounts to £99.2 million, of which some 83.1% was collected by the end of December. That is actually slightly better on last year's performance in the same period, which was 82.3%. But do remember, the council only retains about 10% of the council tax collected. I always like to emphasise that. The bulk, of course, remember, goes to the county council. We don't get it. Business rates for the current year amounts to £50 million, of which some 83.9% was collected by the end of December, showing an increase on the previous year, which was 81%. But again, remember, we don't get all that. The bulk goes to the county council before we get too excited about these figures. Now, the report actually details all the reasonable and lawful attempts which are made to recover all amounts due with regard to council tax and business rates. Regrettably, as I've said before, not all the monies owed to the council can be collected despite our best endeavours, and it should be remembered that this money, if collected, would be used for the benefit of residents of the borough, and they are the victims of non-payment. The report also covers our trace procedures when debtors abscond, along with the problems of legislation and lack of legislation, which can frustrate our attempts to collect both council tax and business rates. Well, Leader, there are three irrecoverable council tax debts in the sum of £15,837.57. This represents 0.02% of the outstanding collectible debt for the current year. There is one irrecoverable business rates debt in the sum of £14,577.53, and this is listed. These are all listed in the confidential appendix. Now I turn to housing benefit overpayments. The council manages the housing benefit scheme on behalf of the Department for Work and Pensions to fund the cost of benefits paid to claimants. Sometimes the claimant will be paid too much housing benefit. For example, when the council doesn't become aware of a change in circumstances until after the claimant has been paid the benefit. The council is expected by the DWP to recover these overpayments from the claimant in all but a few cases. The DWP will only fund 40% of benefit which is overpaid as a result of claimant error or fraud. Well, some £410,783.80 was recovered of overpaid housing benefit in the first three quarters of the financial year, compared to the £362,750.70 of new overpayments. There is one irrecoverable benefit overpayment debt totalling £4,213.38 in the confidential appendix. I should add that the amounts being recommended are well below the value of the bad debt provision which the council includes within its accounts in the expectation that some amounts owed will not be paid and cannot be recovered. The cost of collecting the debt has also been considered as part of the decision to put these forward for a write-off. I should further add that if we get further information concerning the whereabouts of any individual debtors, the council will pursue recovery action rigorously and vigorously. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments on Councillor Cook's report? Have we set the recommendations?
Yes.
members, that's the end of this particular meeting. So thank you very much to the officers for their time. Thank you very much for the audience that came.
You're welcome.
have a good evening. Thank you.